Welcome, everybody. We're about to begin Hilchos Dalaminim. So let's get started with Shir 1. This is Tav Reish Mem Hei Sif Aleph. We'll be doing Aleph to Gimel. So the Mishnah says that Nifru Olav, if the leaves start spreading apart, it's kosher, even though Rabbi Yehuda says that you would need to push them together and tie them together. However, we don't pass like that. Pass like the Rabbanon, that it is permitted. However, the Magid Mishnah says that L'chadchila, that Mitzvah Nemuvcha, the best way to have it is to have them that they are not separated. Now, the Ramah adds to that, that it's not separated completely. It's not, you know, that's completely not separated, which means that it can't even be spread apart even a little bit. However, the Taz disagree. Okay. Before we get to the Taz disagreeing, so where does the Magid Mishnah get it from? So the Taz says lechayra, it would seem to be from the Mishnah, not like that, because it says nifdu is kosher. It is, which is infers lechatchila that there's no. That's not better to do otherwise. So he says, perhaps the Mishnah only uses the word kosher to parallel what it says in the Sefer that nifritzu olav, that when the that it's possible. So it says, it uses the word that parallels that here as kosher, but eina chanami lechatchila not. However, the Goin says that even the connotation of kosher, it means bidyavid. Okay, the Taz disagrees with the Ramah and says, why is he adding on legamri, that that it is not written in the Magid Mishnah, so it implies that it doesn't have to be totally, totally closed. It's only what the Magid Mishnah was, right, that even if it's mostly going, the leaves are going up over the spine, if the ends of the leaves seem to be drooping down, that's what mitzvah and mukher not to use. However, but if they're generally heading in the right, right position of going up, that the Taz holds, that's the, even the Magid Mishnah would say you could lechatchila use. However, the Nahar Sholem and the Bikur Yaakov says that the Ramah is simple pshan in the Magid Mishnah. When the Magid Mishnah says that it's not opening, it means it's not opening at all, right? The mitzvah mivchor, that it's not spreading apart, means not spreading apart at all, and the Ramah is just clarifying it. However, it's not like Miduyik and inferred by the Magid Mishnah the opposite, that that since he didn't write completely, it doesn't mean completely. No, when we say that it's not spreading apart, the inference is that it's not spreading apart even the smitest amount. Okay, let's move on to Sif Beis. So it says that if it's choris, it's possible. What's choris? Rashi says that as the lulav starts growing, it becomes harder and harder and becomes like wood. And to the point that, so Rashi says that it actually, the leaves are starting to fall off. The Beis Yosef brings from the Torah, it doesn't mean exactly that's falling off, but it means that it gets so hard that you cannot like push it back up, so it should be flushed against the shedra, against the spine of the lulav, and that's already considered no longer a lulav, and therefore it is possible. But if it's only daimelachoris, if it's not completely hard, it's only similar, that's starting to spread out and starting to harden, but if you could push it back and tie it up, that it will be looking like a lulav again, that is kosher. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, that it's not the best to use, because we already brought from the Magid Mishnah that you shouldn't use it once it's starting to spread out. So over here, where it's starting to spread out, even though it didn't get to the point that it's possible, obviously it's not the best to use. Okay, now the second part of the Mishnah says that nifritzu posel, that if the leaves start to be poritz. So what is poritz? So we have a machloikis. Rashi says that the leaves actually came off. And in order to have it as a lulav, you would need to put all the leaves together and tie it together back onto the lulav. Now the Rif disagrees. He says that a Rif and the Rambam explain that the leaves start to droop down. That it's not like we had of Nifridu, that it starts, that it's still mainly standing up, except for at the end it starts coming a little bit apart, starting to droop down a little bit, but if it's mostly drooping, so then that is what we're saying over here, that it's posel. Now the Ran explains Rashi to fit into the Rambam, that even though that it seems from Rashi to say that the leaves fell off, but he says not really that it fell off, but it just being held at the end of the lulav still being attached, but it's not being held up, but it is drooping down. However, Taisus says this is not the implications from the Gemara in Baba Kama, as the Gemara in Baba Kama says that since the Gemara over here in Sukkos calls it a chufya, and the Gemara in Baba Kama's Taitzis is a broom, and the way that you get a lulav into a broom is that you have the double leaves that they crack open, that their connection to the double leaves that are connected in the back break open, and therefore they become like their own independent leaf, and they're no longer connected to the other leaf. So that is the idea of Nifritzu, that the leaves come apart. And the Ran explains that Taisvis didn't held that you need the explanation of the Rashi and the Rif, even though he holds that, you're right, that those are also puzzle. However, he held them to be simply puzzle and was not necessary for the Mishnah to write it, so therefore it didn't write it, because it should be obviously puzzle. Now there's another Shita from the Bali Eater who says that Nifritzu means that the leaves started cracking. Like in the same Lushan, the Mishnah used it regarding Hadassim, that the leaves, the Nifritzu, that started cracking in a few places. Here too, it starts cracking in a few places. Now the Ran says that when we say that it's possible when the leaves are drooping, it means that it has to be most of the leaves and most of each leaf. In other words, if most of the leaves are drooping, but they're only drooping on the top a little bit, but they're mostly standing straight, that's okay. And if a few leaves are even drooping completely, that's also okay. It's only when the leaves start drooping most of its height. That is the Ran. Now, why is it possible? So the Ritva seems to be saying because it's no longer a lulav. It changes its form, and it's no longer considered as a lulav. Rashi seems to say that it's a psul in being hadar, in being beautiful, as we see that we're going to have a rule with the Dalaminim that one of the conditions is that it has to be beautiful, and there are different things that are possible because they're not beautiful. So if it's drooping, it's possible because it's not beautiful, you're not being Mikayim Hodor. So what is the Nafkamina? The Sharetzion says the difference is we're going to see later on that there is an argument in the Rishonim whether Hodor, if something's possible because it's not beautiful, is applicable only on the first day, and the other six days of taking the lulav, it is kosher, or it is possible all 7 days. So, according to Ritva, it's a psul of not being a lulav. It's possible all 7 days according to everybody. However, according to Rashi, where it's only a psul in being hoder and being beautiful, therefore, the Rambam and those other poiskim who hold that not being hoder is kosher all the days except for the first day, so it is would be kosher by this when the leaves droop down too. Okay, the Bechor Yaakov says, when we're making a calculation of Roiv of the Lulav, where does that start from? So he says simply that, let's say if you have a exceedingly long Lulav, and you have most of the leaves, especially on the bottom, that it is that the leaves are drooping. However, at the top of the lulav, it's not drooping, even though that's a minority. But if it has the shear of a lulav, in other words, that the spine itself has four tvachim, so and most of that top of the four tvachim of the spine is not drooping, then it's kosher, even though the whole lulav in itself, most of it is drooping, if you count all the bottom. But since you can cut it over there by the four tvachim mark, right before the end of the spine, and all the bottom leaves would be, and the spine of it that's attached to would fall off, and you'd be left with a kosher lulav that's mostly not drooping, then it is kosher. But he leaves with the tzarchian, what happens if the top is drooping and the bottom is not drooping, and perhaps we don't count the bottom anymore because it could be cut off, or perhaps there right now it's all attached, so perhaps that we should consider it at all as one big lulav, and most of it is not drooping, so it should be kosher. So he ends off with the tzarachian. The Ran says that it must be, even if it's drooping, that it can't expose the spine of the lulav. The lulav has to be at least covered with the leaves. Even though, let's say, if you have two-thirds of a leaf that's drooping, but it must be at least going up enough to cover the root of the leaf that's right on top of it. Or else, if you have an exposed lulav, it's going to be possible, just like we say by the Tzini Har Barzel, this type of lulav that had very, very short leaves. And we say that's possible if the leaf is too short to get to the root of the next lulav. And the Gain says that the reason why it's possible, if it's not covered, so then it's like an afusa, which is a different min, a different species, and it's not a lulav. Now, the Bir Locha clears whether it's only if it's mostly uncovered, or only if it's complete, or even if it's a little bit uncovered. It's mashma the Goyin that even a little bit uncovered would not be kosher. However, he has a question on that. Okay, but we'll go further. The Magen Avraham says that since, as we're going to see later on, that the lulav and esrig, the kashrus, sometimes is compared to the kashrus of treifus, that when it's similar to where we makshir a treifa, we would makshir the lulav and esrig, and if it's similar to where we pasul a treifa, we would pasul the lulav and esrig. So therefore he says the reason why by the drooping that it is considered pasul, because we're going to be look at the lulav like a spine, and after all, it does have a shedra. So the shedra is the spine, and the leaves are like the ribs. So we have a din that if the most of the ribs are broken, it's possible. So therefore, if most of the leaves are coming, are being broken off, even if they're not detached, but they're falling down, that is going to possible it, just like broken ribs. However, the shedra, even if it breaks, it's like similar to a spine that breaks, which is not possible. So therefore, even if it broke, you can take it, but what you should do is bind it up to make sure that it's not falling down. That is the Mogen Avraham. Now, the El Yeraba asks, how can you compare it to a spine? Well, a spine is only kosher if the spine is broken, but the spinal cord is still intact. However, here, where it's broken, where it's cracked off the whole spine, in that must have been that whatever is similar to the spinal cord is also broken. So why is it kosher? And the Mishnah Berurah brings the Big Deyesha that asks another question, that we have this idea that if the top of the lulav gets broken off, it is pasul. So over here, it shouldn't be any worse than the lulav being broken off. So how do we explain this? So they come out that the real explanation of the Mogen Avraham is not that the lulav spine was cracked. Rather, it got soft and it's falling down. So therefore, it doesn't have the strength as if the spine that's holding up the spinal cord is no longer in use, and that's why it's not being held up. However, it is not like that the spinal cord has been broken, because the lulav itself was never severed. It's only, it's one piece, it's just too soft that it falls down. Therefore, in that case, that's where the Mogen Avraham says it is permitted. So let's move on to Sif Gimel. It says that if nechleku atiyoimis, if the tiyoimis gets split, it's like it was removed, and therefore it is puzzle. So what is this tiyoimis, and what does it mean that it's split? So the Tosis brings down the Bahagin or the Goinim, who say that if you have two leaves, not the one leaf that's made into, that are doubled over and made into one leaf, but rather you have two of those leaves and they grow together and they're stuck together and that they split, so then it is a puzzle. So Taisvah seems to assume that therefore if the two leaves like that, growing like that, are not attached, it's puzzle. So he says we never find one in 500 that would be like that, because they don't grow like that. Therefore, he says, perhaps it's talking about if it happens to be that they grew originally together and stuck together and they eventually come apart, that's its puzzle. But it never grew together, then it's kosher. That is how the Taisus explained the Bahag. However, the Beis Yosef says it's really very simple how the two leaves get attached, because in his area, and we have it these days, we have these red substance that seems to be grow and attach them all together. We call it the koira, right? That red thing that grows on it and attaches it. So if it attaches it with this koira, and now it that koira comes apart and therefore it becomes like two, then it is possible. The Tosfos also brings the explanation of the Ri that says that it's two double leaves that are growing in the middle of the lulav, and that's the tiyamis. But he says that most lulavim don't grow that way. So the Beis Yosef explains that what is the split? The split is between those two leaves, that it went all the way into the spine that were holding the two leaves together. Between the two leaves, the spine was split over there. And he says, what does it mean that Roiv the Lulavim don't find that way? Roiv the Lulavim only end up with a middle, with one middle leaf, not with two middle leaves. That's how he explains it. Well, the Taz doesn't like it, and he explains it that it's talking about that started off with 1 milliliter leaf, but that 1 milliliter leaf went out with two leaves growing from that milliliter. In other words, it started as one leaf and then it split into two leaves. Now, that little stem that's holding the two leaves together, if that was cut in half, then that was split, that's where he held that it was a problem. And this is mamish, that it's not common at all that you would have 1 milliliter leaf that splits into two leaves. The Rif, Rambam, and Ravid says that the explanation is that like we said, that each leaf is double. Therefore, that's the tioimus, and if that gets split, then it's going to passel. So why is it going to, how much do you need it to split? So you need, according to them, roiv of the leaves, and each leaf has to be split most of the way. So you need both things. You need most leaves to be split, and they need to be split most of the way. The Darki Moshe brings the Truma Sedashin that says Tioimus is the middle leaf. And if that one gets split all the way down, and the Arzura says that it has to go inside the, crack all the way to the spine and a little bit more into the spine, then it is possible. But the Darki Moshe says that you should be Chayish for the concern to the Ran sheet, as we're going to explain soon, that holds that it shouldn't be split at all. So the Goyin explains the Ran, brings down the Ran. What did Ran say? Where was Ran coming from? Because it seems to be a contradiction between two Gemaras. One Gemara over here says that Nechelku Atiyamis is possible if the Tiyamis just gets split. But then there's another Gemara that says that it's only possible if it splits kehimnik, like a compass, right? The compass that you draw and make a circle, right? With that, it's like two things coming out, so it has to be spread apart, the split, in order to passel. So how do you reconcile? So the Ran has two explanations, right? How much is nechelku? So if you say nechelku is possible beroiv with the majority of the leaf, so then it's possible for the by himnik, if it spreads apart, even for a minority of leaf. However, the Ran has a side to say that your possible even the splits even a minority, a small amount, and like we just said, and then when is it possible only if it spreads apart kehimnik, like a compass? So he explains by that's saying that when it cracks beroichiv to the width of a leaf, not by the length of the leaf. However, he doesn't like that really that much, because it's not the derech, it's not normal for when it cracks to the width, that would form like a compass, would spread apart. Therefore, the Goyin himself says that you don't have to worry about this explanation about that it is a puzzle for a mashuhu, if it's split a mashuhu, if it's not like a himnik, and holds that really mi'ikar adin, you can assume that it's kosher until it's split roiv, because after all, in all dalaminim, we find this, that we always say Ruba Kukuloi, the majority is like the whole, we always follow the majority, and therefore, as long as the majority is not split, mi'ikar adin, you don't have to worry about anything. Now, why does the Ran hold that a mashahu might be problematic by split? Rubik Kukuloi. So the explanation is that perhaps with all the shaking, if it's a little bit split, it's going to split more and split more until the majority splits. So it's like destined to split all the way. So therefore, once it starts splitting, maybe we'll consider like it's split all the way because it's destined to be split. The Taz wants to explain that when the Ran says the slightest amount, it doesn't mean the slightest amount. And his proof is because there is a Gemara that counts all the things that are possible for in the slightest amount and doesn't say lulav. So why not? So it must be that it's not true. What it means, it doesn't need roiv, it doesn't need the majority. So he wants to say that it's only possible if it's split a tefach. Why a tefach? Because we find by the Mizbeach that it has a begam that's missing a tefach of it, it is possible. So therefore, perhaps that's what the shear of lulav is also. However, the Chaya Adam explains in his Nishmas Adam that that's not true, that it's not a raya. First of all, that maybe it only counts as things that are possible by themselves, in essence, that because of a mashu, the smallest amount. But over here, it's not possible by the smallest amount, b'mashuhu. It's only because that mashuhu is destined to spread to be larger and larger. However, it's not possible for it being a mashuhu, but because it's going to eventually spread. And if you don't say that, because we know the Rosh Hashitah in Shofar is also that it's possible if it's split a mashuhu, and for the same reason over there, because that once you start blowing in it, it's going to reverberate, and that crack is going to get larger and larger. And over there, why don't we say, why isn't Shofar counted? So the answer is, because it's not possible in itself for being a mashu, it's only a possible for a mashu because it's going to spread larger and go through the most of the Shofar, so you can say the same thing by a lulav. And he says that the Ran also says that compares the Roish, the head of a lulav, was a mashuhu, just like we'll say by the roish of an esrig. The head of an esrig is a mashuhu. So over there we say even the smallest dat is possible, not a tefach. You don't need a tefach of a dat on top of an esrig to possible it, but even this a little dat. So over here also, it must be referring to a mashuhu. The Bach says, Taisus asked the question, why does the Gemara have to say nital, the tioimus? If you take away, remove the old tioimus apostle, we say nictim roishoi. Even if you take the top of the tioimus away, it's apostle. So of course, you take the whole thing away. So one of Taisus' terutzim is that it's, that if it has two middle leaves, two tioimusin, so then it's only possible if it was nital, if it was taken one of them away, but it's nictim roishoy if it's only one of them were knocked off, then it is kosher. So the Bach says, according to this, since we say that nechleku, that splitting the tioimus is like taking away, even if one of the two middle tioimus, the middle leaves, were split, that would passel. And the Elie Rabbah says, according to the Shita, that it's possible even to split the smallest amount. So even if one of the two is split the smallest amount, it should also be possel. The last thing we'll talk about is that what the Gemara says, that if the lulav is msalik b'chad olo, that it goes with one, it is possible. What does that mean? So Rashi learns that if you have a lulav that where the leaves are only on one side, that is possible. The Rambam says that it's talking about a lulav where the leaves do not grow double leaves, but only single leaves. That is what we're saying, that's possible. And the Rosh brings from the Shar Sholem to say that usually you have the leaves start growing from the bottom and then grows up, and then the next leaf grows a little bit, starts a little bit higher than that, then grows a little bit higher, keeps on going. But if you have one, that the lulav has one leaf that goes all the way up on both sides, right, and that covers the up to the tioimus, so then it is possible. Now, the Dakimosha brings a Kolboy that says, even if the middle leaf is made not double, but only from one leaf, that's what we say it's possible.